Hi, my name is Arunesh Mathur and I'm a graduate student at the University of Rhode Island. This is joint work with students at UMD and my advisor, Marshing Chetty. So I'm not going to start this talk with a show of hands because I'm pretty sure each one of us in this room has at one or the other point in our digital lives experienced a software update, be that on our desktop or on our laptops, smartwatches, wearables, what have you. And so it's important to understand, first of all, what software updates are and why exactly do we need them. So no software is perfect. After its initial release, it requires continuous improvements and maintenance. And this is really possible through software updates, which are change builders, and they bring about improvements in compatibility, usability, performance, and arguably most important of all, security. And it becomes really important because as the number of vulnerabilities that are disclosed year after year increase, users need to install updates in a timely fashion to ensure that they're secured. And some research, even here at SOUPS last year, has shown that experts recommend installing software updates as one of the three most important things that you can do in order to stay safe online. So how exactly do updates on client devices, such as our laptops and desktops, actually work? So updating is a four-step process. It starts with the discovery of the update, downloading the update, installing the update, and finally applying the update. Now if a user is involved in at least one of the three initial steps, that is discovery, download, and install, then the update is set to be installed manually. On the other hand, if the user is not involved in any of these steps and is only, if required, provided a notification to restart his or her application or the machine, then the update is set to be installed automatically. And finally, if the user is out of the loop and is not involved in any of these processes, then the update is set to be installed silently. And as you may have guessed, silent updates are, at least in theory, one of the best ways to get updates on users' machines and devices. And so in this research, we asked two questions, starting with how do users navigate through the software update process on desktop machines? And second, how can we redesign the update experience on desktop machines to increase patching rates using silent updates? And so in order to answer these questions, we ran a three-phase study, starting with phase one, which we conducted in the fall of 2014. And in phase one, we asked, how do users navigate through the software update process on desktops? Specifically, we asked four different questions. First, how do users learn when updates are available on their machines? How do they understand what the purpose of an update is? How do they make decisions about updates? And why do they avoid updates if they do, in fact, avoid updates? To answer these questions, we conducted interviews. We advertised our study through social media and through mailing lists. We recruited a total of 30 participants. These interviews ran for about an hour. The interviews were audio taped and transcribed, and three researchers independently analyzed the data. So what did we find? Our first result was that software update notifications interrupt users' primary tasks. And in particular, our users highlighted two distinct interruptions, starting with the update notification itself. So one user said, I tend to let the notifications go away, but these days people keep forcing it, so it comes back and like a zombie. The second interruption that users reported was the notification that required them to reboot their machines. And so a participant said that I put off the notifications for later because it requires me to stop what I'm doing, restart the program and the computer, and then completely try to reconstruct where I had left off. So it was hard for them to come back to the state in which they were prior to rebooting their machines or the application. Second, we found that software updating is an information problem to a large extent. And in particular, our participants reported two distinct questions that they asked from their updates, starting with, what is the update actually about? About 24 of our participants reported prioritizing major updates over all other kind of updates. They said that being told an update was critical didn't really make them feel critical. Second, our participants glanced through the change logs to find out, well, what the update is actually going to do. Oftentimes they said that some change logs are too technical, we don't understand what they are saying. And on other hands, they said the change logs are just too simple one-liners, which we don't really believe what the update is going to do. Third, our participants tried to identify what changes are taking place by looking at what had changed after the update had completed. So looking at changes that were made post-update. And finally, they examined social media, online blogs, and speaking to their friends and families to find out if they are installed in the updates and what they were actually about. The second question that our participants asked was whether they'll regret updating. And in particular, they highlighted four different criteria. They looked at uncomfortable user interface changes, so if there was a change that they weren't really comfortable with and they had to retrain themselves to get acquainted with the user interface, that was something that a lot of our participants disliked. They disliked those updates that caused compatibility issues with other software and rendered their machine or the application unusable. Fewer participants reported constraints with the infrastructure, such as insufficient space on their laptop desks or being on a limited internet plan. And finally, a few of our participants reported if an update took a long time to install and they were made to wait, that was something that they did not really like. And a third result was that users have insufficient control over tracking updates across their applications and the operating system, which means that they found it hard to track updates, update downloads and installs because settings and notifications were dispersed across different locations for the operating system and for third-party applications. So what this means is Adobe had its own notification system and its own update settings. Microsoft Office had its own notification and its own update settings, and so it became very hard for them to really know what's going on in their system. And so as a result of this, they only updated the applications that they frequently used. So a participant said, an Evernote plugin was not up to date and it asked me to update it. And this person just deleted it because they didn't want to deal with going through an update for a program they didn't really use. So in summary, we found three results. First, update notifications are interruptive. Updating is an information problem to some extent. And users have insufficient control over tracking the updates that are taking place across their operating system and across applications. And so in phase two and three, we asked, how can we redesign the update experience on desktop machines to help increase patching rates using silent updates? And we did this in phase two and three, which we conducted in spring 2015. And so we designed a low fidelity and interactive prototype of a new update interface for the Mac operating system. We created a low fidelity prototype because it was a quick and easy way for us to get feedback over over our design concepts, and because the prototyping an update system is really is a non-trivial task. And we did this for the Mac operating system because both desktop and mobile are heading towards an app-based model where there's an app store, and so Mac operating system users are already familiar with the idea of a Mac store of an app store. And so we made three design decisions in our prototype. Our first design decision was motivated by our first result, which is software update notifications interrupt users' primary tasks. And so we decided to minimize all interruptions that users saw. And so we started by creating a single update notification icon and all the updates that are taking place on the machine, regardless of their origin, came through this notification icon. The icon animated when updates were either being downloaded or being installed. And we envisioned, well, what if all the updates are silent in nature, which means that they were all going to be downloaded and installed automatically without consent. And users are not going to be forced to restart their machines or their applications because we envisioned that they would that the restart would piggyback off other times when they actually restart their application. And so our second design decision was motivated by a second result, which is software updating is an information problem. And so we decided to enhance all the information that users see with software updates. So when a user clicked on the icon, it presented a drop-down with information about the type of the update, whether it was a recommended update and whether it was going to change the UI or whether it was going to increase performance. We presented the size of the update, a short one-line summary of the update, and the ratings of the update as rated by different users. And we also nudged users to provide ratings and write reviews for updates through a post-update feedback dialog box that appeared for the first time when a user closed an app after it was updated. Our third design decision was motivated by a third result, which is users have insufficient control over tracking updates across applications and the operating system. And so we designed a central update manager which housed all the updates taking place on the machine. The update manager contained three different tabs, starting with the pending tab that displayed the updates that were going to be installed, including information about the updates, such as rating, size, and type, and also the change log of the update, what it is that the update is actually going to do, presenting the time taken for the update to install, and also a compatibility report that would inform users of any harm that would possibly come across as a result of installing this update. We also provided users with controls to switch the updating mechanism from silent to automatic in case they so desire to do this on a per application basis. The second tab was the install tab that showed users with an update history of all the updates that are installed on their machine for the past 30 days or from the beginning of time. And the third tab was the ratings tab that allowed users to view update reviews as rated by other users and to write their own update review along with the rating which they so wish to use. So in order to evaluate our prototype, we ran think-alouds and interviews with different participants. Again, we advertised our study through social media and through mailing lists. We recruited 22 Mac operating system users who were actively using the Mac. The think-aloud and the interview ran for about 60 minutes. The sessions are audio and video taped, and again, three researchers independently analyzed the data. In the think-aloud tasks, users were asked to complete 14 different tasks where they interacted with the prototype, and because the prototype was interactive, they could click and move across different screens. So what did we find? Our first finding was that about half of participants liked that there were no update notifications that were going to be shown to them. And then there were others who wished to be more actively notified about all updates. Participants said that they were okay with silent updates taking place on their machine, but only for applications that they didn't really use or didn't care about too much. And they were okay with security updates being automated. But on the other hand, for applications that really affected their workflow, our participants preferred to be more actively notified that an update was going to take place. So to display two contrasting quotes, our first participant said, it prompts me the least, I don't have to worry about it, I don't have to think about it. And whereas another participant said, I want to know how frequently the updates are taking place, and if there's something, like if there's a bug or there's something new or there's a change going to take place, I want to know how and when it's going to happen. Our second finding was that participants appreciated the update information to varying degrees, and they felt that it could help drive some update decisions. In particular, they liked that we displayed a compatibility report and that we had labels to display information about the update mesh compared to the other things we displayed. A third finding was that participants indicated a preference towards centralizing updates, particularly for third-party apps. So one of the participants said that the update manager can be more comprehensive because it has the Microsoft stuff in it, so you don't have to run the Microsoft updater, and you don't have to run an updater for apps from the App Store. So it helped them consolidate all the apps taking place on their machine. So what are the implications given our study? Our first implication is that update notifications can be minimized, and we can minimize these interruptions that result. So how can we only notify the user when it's absolutely necessary? Can we personalize updates that users see based on either how important the update is or what are the consequences of that update, or based on how frequently someone uses a given app? Recall that silent updates don't really require users to restart the machine, and so an update is not really in place unless the machine or the application is actually restarted. And so how can we remind users and nudge users to restart the machine is another interesting point. Google Chrome does this by changing the color of the Chrome menu icon, so it transitions from black to green to red to indicate that you have had an update and you haven't really restarted your browser. So can we leverage something like this across all apps and updates? And finally, we can decouple security updates from all other updates because these can easily be automated. Our second implication is that when users are in fact notified about updates, we need to make sure that the update information really counts. So how can we really go ahead and generate something like a compatibility report? This is a hard task because users' environments and machines can be in unpredictable states, and so it's hard to know ahead of time how what are the applications that are running. So for instance, a user can have two versions of Adobe Reader on their laptops or desktops. And so how do we know which compatibility report is generated for which application? How can we leverage social proof and ratings to nudge people to update? And can we predict installation time ahead of time when an update is available? And how can we also use visual elements to indicate trust that is where the update is coming from and the type of the update is something to think about. A third implication is that centralizing updates can help build trust with users and can also give them a common language to talk about updates. So users will know that updates are available through the central update manager. The update manager can also be a one-stop location to preview updates, to uninstall updates, and to examine update history so that users have more control over their machines. So as part of ongoing and future work, we are running a large-scale study of attitudes and preferences towards auto-boarding. As we noted in our study, a few of the participants said that they wanted to be more actively notified, and others preferred to not be notified at all. So what is it about these users that is really causing them to behave this way? And also, updating is a socio-technical task in some sense, because updates are generated by software developers and administrators who are also people. And so we are interviewing these users to see how they come up with updates and how they decide when to update their machines and devices. And we recommend testing our prototype with a higher fidelity version to see if our results carry through, and testing it with a more representative sample. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Ms. Bin from CMU, and a question about the users' attitudes on the notifications. Means, I saw on the slide say a lot of people prefer to be notified for all the updates, and some of them prefer to get no notification for any updates. So it's quite polarized. Is there any users reporting some preference in between?
Yeah, so there are some users who wanted to be notified about apps, about applications and updates they really cared about. So if there was an update that was going to cause a massive change on their device, then they would want to know about that taking place. Whereas if there was an update, like a security update, that they wouldn't really see what is.
Okay, so the criteria means what app exactly that was, says the criteria.
So if it's an app that they frequently use or they really care about, then they want to know about it.
Hi,
Arav Uksani from MIT Lincoln Laboratory. How do you plan on implementing this? Have you thought about that a little bit? Some concerns that I've thought about are the API for some apps don't exist. So you'd have to hook system calls, for example. So how do you see that working out?
Yeah. Implementing this is certainly a challenge. It's hard to get. So it's important to get everyone on board to make sure that the operating system vendor, say Apple in this case, agrees to all third-party app developers routing their updates through Apple and through the Mac operating system. So that's definitely a challenging task. But our goal was more about finding out how users feel about it, if this in fact is possible in the future. But it's definitely a challenging task implementing it.
Sounds like great work. Thanks.
Raj Gopal and Honeywell. This is very important work for us. I'd like to slightly change the scenario a little bit, because that's what we face. So many of our systems are unattended. So there are embedded systems, or they may use apps, but you can't really go there when you need to, or the system may go for long times with no human around. But you still need software updates. And so there's nobody at the moment to make that decision. Should we update this or postpone it or what? Have you considered this possibility of a time lag between decisions, where when the information is available, maybe you go ahead and do the silent update anyway, but the decision actually has to be made much later when the person finally shows up?
Yeah, I haven't thought about this a lot, but one way to maybe do this is to have a window of waiting time, for instance, install an update silently, but maybe only after, say, X hours of waiting. So that gives some window to interject and see what's going on. So in case they want to avoid they want to get it installed more quickly, they can go ahead and do that. That could be one way to do it, I think. But that's definitely an interesting question.
Yeah, because then the ability to unroll the update will become very important. because the decision may be, the context changes over time, and then suddenly what was okay at some point is not okay now.
Yeah. So definitely having a provision that allows users to roll back updates to an earlier point in time is definitely something that's very important.
Okay. Well, let's thank the speaker again.